So we're at that time of the year where we're going to delay Maariv a little bit for a few more minutes so that we can count Sfira. That's the reason that we give, right? We want to be able to count Sfira, at least by the earliest time for Tzeis. But I want to suggest that there's another pshat why we delay Maariv a little bit during this Tegufa. Actually, a couple more pshatim. One of them is that we want to learn a little bit more Torah. What we do now between Mincha and Maariv, we're learning a little bit more Torah. And of course, that's essential to this time that we're in. Sfira Sa'omer, preparing for Kabbalah Satorah, working our way up. So it's fitting to share a little bit more Torah. But even more than that, of course, what we associate Sfira with, it's an unfortunate reality that when people hear Sfira, the first thing they often think is, you know, no haircuts, no music, things like that, even though in essence, Sfira Sa'omer is really Kabbalah Satorah, preparing for that. But we have come to know it also as this time of Avelus, that some degree of Avelus that we're experiencing, and of course, the reason for that everybody knows is that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died some point during this time, beginning, the end, throughout, whatever it may be. But during this time is a time where we are trying to not just acknowledge and commemorate what took place, this terrible tragedy, but also to get to the fundamental core of what happened that went wrong, and we of course try to rectify that. And of course, Chazal tell us that what did Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim sin in? What brought about the terrible tragedy? So they didn't live up to the mitzvah in the Torah. V'hatu l'recha k'mocha. They didn't lo nahugu kavod zeh bezeh. They didn't show that. And this was, of course, Rabbi Akiva's big teaching. So it's important during this time, during Sfira, that we work on that. And of course, what the Rav typically does between Mincha and Maariv is Pirkei Avos, also working on that. So whether you're learning during this time from a Kabbalah Satorah standpoint or from a working on Midos standpoint, it's all good. I'm wondering if there's something in the Parsha that we can find that relates to this. Something. Ah, I found. Perfect. How about that? Look at that. So this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kedoshim, we see the Torah tells us, Lo sikom velo si Torah sabina amecha v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha ani Hashem. Of course, Rashi right here quotes the Torah, Rabbi Akiva, the Torah's Kohanim. It's also elsewhere. Koel Shrabba, I think, as well. Rabbi Akiva says, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. It looks like, you know, a very innocent mitzvah just lying here on the page. No, that's not just one mitzvah. That's klal gadol b'Torah. This is a general principle of the Torah. It's a fundamental point of the Torah. And if that's so, it's a little bit funny that it's not the only mitzvah in the Pasuk. Sometimes we don't even realize that, but if you look in the Pasuk itself, it's not the only mitzvah. It's not one of two mitzvahs. It's actually one of three mitzvahs in this Pasuk. I just quoted it. The Pasuk says, Lo sikom, you're not allowed to take revenge. Velo sitor, you're not allowed to bear a grudge, es b'nei amecha. And v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, ani Hashem. And you shall love your fellow like yourself. So it's interesting that we have a fundamental klal gadol b'Torah, and for some reason it doesn't even get its own Pasuk. It has to share with Lo sikom and Lo sitor. What's going on here? So I think there's a few possibilities of what we can suggest. Well, maybe we'll start with one. We'll see if we have time for the other. Lo sikom v'lo sitor, I think, is giving us an important context for the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Often when we think about when we're being mekayim v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, you can think about the times. When would you say, right now I'm fulfilling the mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kamocha? Before you do what action? Maybe before you give tzedakah, before you volunteer with the elderly population, the special needs population, so, you know, people who have challenging situations in their lives, and so you help them out, and you say, before you're doing it, you say, I'm being mekayim the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. That's often how we understand it. I love my fellow like myself. I may not know the person so well, but I'm going to try to give them love, the love that I would like to receive. But if you look at the context, it's actually much stronger than that. Because usually we think that that's someone I'm doing nice things for, and they didn't do anything bad to me. It's not what the Torah says. The Torah says, Lo sikom v'lo sitor es b'nei amecha v'ahavta l'recha kamocha ani Hashem. What type of person are we talking about here? Whom is the Torah telling you to love like yourself? The same person that the Torah is telling you not to take revenge against and not to bear a grudge against. Mashma. We're talking about somebody that you would have a havamina that I think I want to take revenge against this person. I want to bear a grudge against this person. So we're talking about someone who did something wrong to you. Someone who did something so bad that I want to get back at them. After what they did to me, they disrespected me in such a way. They didn't give me what I need when I really needed it. They withheld that from me. They took advantage of me. They spoke badly about me. And I want to take nekama against them, says the Torah. Hashem tells us, lo sikom, do not take revenge against them. Okay, fine. So I'm going to, you know, during Sphira, so Omer, I'm going to try to work. I'm not going to take nekama. But I'm not going to forget what they did. I'm going to bear it in my heart. And it's going to come up every once in a while, show its ugly head. No. Hashem continues, v'lo sitor. And don't even bear a grudge. Okay, so I won't bear a grudge. I won't mention it again. I will try to brush it under the rug. But I'm leaving it at that. I'm definitely not inviting this guy to my kid's chasana. I'm definitely not going to be. No, says the Torah. V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. And you shall love your fellow like yourself. That person who did something wrong to you, lo sikom v'lo sitor b'nei amecha, and v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. And you should love that person like yourself. It's not that just this mitzvah was thrown in with two other mitzvahs. Those two other mitzvahs help give the context for v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, to the extent that one has to find the reicha, that even the reicha that wronged you, even the reicha that puts the ra in reicha, the one who did something bad to you, even he, you should love him like yourself. That's lo sikom v'lo sitor. It's giving us the context, and there's also this build-up. And of course, Hashem ends with the very powerful Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, we always see Hashem is, he says, I am Hashem. I know the truth. Even if something's boiling inside, and you overcome that, and you overpower that temptation to take revenge, or to bear a grudge, or to just not give love towards another, Hashem says, I know what's deep inside. I'm the Odea Talumos. I know the secrets, and I will commend you for that. I will repay you for that. I am Hashem who is good to pay back reward. So this is, I think, what's going on in this pasuk, at least one layer of understanding, one level of understanding. Again, that it's telling us that even the person that did something bad to you, not to take revenge, not to bear a grudge, and even go above and beyond and love your fellow like yourself, of course, that's the treatment that you would like to have, that even when you wrong somebody, you would like for them to treat you as well with love. We should be zocha to be able to be makayim this mitzvah, be metakein this time of Sefirot Omer, and be able to accept the Torah at Matan Torah, Mirtzo Hashem, Ki Yesh Echad B'Lev Echad.
Incredible. Oh, yeah.
It's here.
Wow.